So anytime we get a catastrophic knee injury in this town, which unfortunately happens too much.
This guy's an expert.
We go to our guy, Dr. Neil Gadadra.
And by expert, I mean he's on all the time, Derek Rose.
What?
You just said catastrophic knee injury. You just took me back to Derek Rose and the Sixers and up 20 in the fourth quarter. That's what just happened to me.
Derek Rose, Kevin White last year.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Dr. Neil Gadadra has helped us out before. And, doctor, we need you again because, unfortunately, Kyle Schwarber suffered a catastrophic knee injury.
How are you guys?
Dr. Neil, talk us off the ledge. Tell us that Kyle Schwarber's going to be okay. An ACL and an LCL tear is no big deal. It's just like a hangnail. He'll be fine in about 3 weeks. Everyone's lying. Go ahead, say it.
Well, if I lied to you, I wouldn't be the catastrophic expert anymore. That'd be the problem.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right.
I tell you guys this. But your first statement wasn't wrong. He will be all right. It's just the problem is it's not going to be this year, you know? So we always talk about the ACL. We've heard it way too much in Chicago, right? But now we're adding on an LCL. So the question everyone's going to ask is, well, is that more? Is that worse? Does that mean we're going to have more troubles? Well, the knee has four main stabilizers, ACL, LCL, MCL, and PCL, okay? And they all have fancy names, but the thing to realize and recognize is that he's torn two out of the four. And if he's torn two out of the four stabilizers, well, obviously his knee is going to feel unstable. So they both need to be repaired. So generally what we do is about 2 to 3 weeks after the injury date is when we do the repair. We want to make sure there's full range of motion and just make sure we get to it when swelling has gone down. After that, you guys are looking at about 6 to 8 months. I would say close to 8 months before he's back to full activities and being able to be back on the field throwing and catching and hitting.
Okay, I'm just doing the math here. May, June, July, August, September, October, November. So January 1, he's good? Spring training's in February?
Yeah, absolutely. And he may be good by December, to be honest, but he'll be strengthening and just getting better. You know, the hardest part of this injury, and the LCL, by the way, it's the ligament on the outside of the knee. Okay, so his knee not only twisted, it bent inwards as it twisted. And if you watch the video, you'll see that happen exactly. He plants his leg, it twists, and he bends it inwards. And that's why you can tell right off the bat that that's the injury that he had. But, you know, the hardest part of this injury in recovering from surgery, it's not that the LCL adds anything really. It's just an extra incision. It's just an extra repair. You still base it off the ACL because that's the main stabilizer for the knee. So you can look at every other athlete and see kind of when they come back and how they do. Generally, around the 8 month mark, they're fine. But the biggest issue is mentally. You know, how capable are they of trusting that knee? And some guys, they need an extra year just to get to that. It's that second year they're back that they really feel comfortable. Now, some guys, like an Adrian Peterson type, act as if nothing happened. And they're back there just, you know, running through everyone. So I guess it really comes down to, you know, how he is mentally. And he seems to be the kind of guy that will kind of bust through it. But I would say by January 1, by next spring training, we'll all know. You'll see it. You'll see it off the bat. You'll see his confidence in his swing, his running, his catching, his outfield, whatever he's doing. And we'll be able to tell right away. And that's a good time frame, and that's a good way to know how he is mentally, more than physically, to be honest.
He's Dr. Neil Gadadra, and as you can probably tell, he knows what he's talking about when it comes to this stuff. So Notre Dame linebacker Jalen Smith suffered a similar injury, and a lot of the talk going into this draft this month is about nerve damage and how much nerve damage there is. Why is there nerve damage? Is that a concern typically with these injuries? Because he also had ACL, LCL, and could that be a potential issue with Kyle Schwarber?
It's an uncommon issue. You know, the problem with the LCL is when you go to repair it, the main nerve that goes down to the leg is sitting really close to it. So it can happen sometimes, and I don't think it's not very common, but I wouldn't say that it's going to happen. But sometimes, you know, these nerves, you breathe on them, they react, you know, and it's not cut. It's just a matter of coming back. And lots of times the feeling will come back in a few months. It usually takes 9 months. So if he's not having nerve issues now, and based on typically how we repair these, I wouldn't suspect that we would be dealing with any nerve issues. That's a great question, but I don't think that should be something that we even really think about, to be honest. I think with a linebacker, I think it's a special case, and it's probably – so it's uncommon. You know, it's unfortunate, but he'll get his nerve – function back, and it's usually around the same time frame, 8 to 9 months, that he gets it back, and you feel much better at that point.
Doctor, let's talk about the left versus the right, because this is a left-handed hitter, so the left leg is his back leg, which is where he's going to generate more power. Everybody loves the power with Kyle Schwarber. Do you see that as a bigger issue because he's going to put more torque on that leg?
Well, it's a bigger issue at the beginning, because the point is, like you just said, when he's hitting and swinging, his power comes to that leg. But more than the power, it's that twisting, right?
Right.
That's how you get that power. Well, that's what the ACL is for. It's for twisting. So he has to trust it. That's why I said, if you watch him in spring training and he's knocking shots out of the park, then you know he trusts it and you know he's fine. If you start to notice that he's, you know, hitting opposite field and, you know, not hitting for as much power, you'll get your answer right off the bat. You know, and I think that's why it's going to be so important to watch what he does at that point. Mm-hmm. And if this happens to the right knee, it's probably more important that the outside LCL is injured, because that's the motion you make when you sway forward and your knee comes inward. That's what the LCL protects you. Not as big of an issue off your back leg. So for him, it's mainly the ACL, to be honest. The LCL we got to fix. He's a big athlete. You want to make sure everything's perfect in that knee. But it's the ACL, it's the twisting, it's the power, it's everything you mentioned off his left leg. And it's the spring training that's going to show you, because it's a perfect time frame for him to have recovered physically. The question is has he recovered mentally?
Yeah, so we need to see another broken windshield next spring training, bottom line. But you just alluded, Dr. Neal, at the very end there about his size. I mean, this is a bigger dude. I mean, he's basically a linebacker playing football. Does that make the recovery more challenging for him?
No. It doesn't make anything more challenging, to be honest. Maybe the surgery to a small degree, but at that point, the big guys usually have a lot of muscle tone. With good muscle tone, you recover fast. So I for our major athletes, you know, these guys, somehow they're able to recover faster and better than the rest of us. You know, I know you have that kind of muscle tone too, but
I do.
I'm telling you, this guy, I'm not concerned one bit. It's just, honestly, it's time. It's just time, and it's his mental capabilities in terms of confidence. That's it. And most athletes are just fine. It just takes time, and that's the hardest pill to swallow. Because the Cubbies, you know, this year we're looking at, you know, doing great things. So now we have to wait another year, at least for him.
Yeah, at least for him. Hopefully this team is still deep enough to be fine, which is what I've been trying to tell my co-host here.
Just for him, Doc. Don't get into the baseball. Just give us the details. You've got us on a high right now. And then you threw that in there. We don't need that part. Let's stick to the medical part here.
Dr. Neal Gadadra joining us on the phone right now. Adam Hogan, Mark Carmen here on the beat. So we had a caller in the last segment, Doctor, who I thought had a great question, and he brought up the fact that, okay, yeah, this happened in the outfield as Kyle Schwarber was playing left field, but he came up as a catcher. He still wants to be a catcher. What kind of long-term impact can this have on a guy who wants to play a position where he's going to be squatting and putting weight on those knees day in and day out throughout nine-inning baseball games?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, you know what? Even for guys that have never had injuries, you know, catching careers lead to arthritis in the knees.
Yep.
Frequently, right? And you see lots of guys will transition to outfield first, or whatever it may be, but they're not able to perform their full catching duties anyway. Now, we're doing surgery. So, we're stabilizing the knee, so hence we're decreasing the risk of arthritis if, you know, obviously we didn't fix the ACL problems. But the problem is, every time you go out and do surgery, every time you need to fix, every time it's not normal, every time you have to go through rehab after a big surgery, you're going to increase your risk of arthritis in the future. Now, I don't think it's going to be during his playing career, but I will tell you, even if, let's just say we're going to give him 8 years as a catcher and then move him off to something else, I wouldn't be surprised if it decreased it by a year or two, just because it might be a little uncomfortable. But I don't think we'll see rampant arthritis or bad enough arthritis from the surgery for it to affect him completely. So I think at the end stage of his career, you might see an earlier shift out from being a catcher. But in the near future, it shouldn't affect him at all. I mean, honestly, after these surgeries, the guys usually feel pretty normal after some time. So, but just going in the knee, doing surgery in it, that in and of itself can obviously lead to issues like arthritis, right?
Doctor, I feel better. I just want to let you know, I know your goal not coming on here was to make us feel better, but what you've done, I think you've calmed down myself, even Adam, and hopefully you out there, the listener. We all feel okay that Kyle Schwarber's career is going to be just fine. We just got to get through 1 year of winning the World Series without him, and that shouldn't be a problem.
Just got to get through the year.
No big deal. One World Series without Schwarbs, and then we can go back-to-back with Schwarbs. You with me, Doc?
Yeah, I'm with you. Listen, the name Dr. Catastrophe means that, you know, probably people want to probably hear bad things from me, but I'm telling you, this he will be just fine. We just have to give him time. That's honestly the biggest issue here.
And by the way, Dr. Neil Gadadra was spot on with Kevin White last year. The timetable, the recovery, whether or not he would be able to come back or not, he tried and didn't happen.
Yeah, so. I didn't know that he had already caught a touchdown pass. It looks perfect. Not saying that you're going to be wrong here, but
I just meant with the information and the timetable and how it all played out. Well, thanks again, Dr. Neil Gadadra. We really appreciate you coming on.
Guys.
Thanks, Dr. Neil.
Listen, anytime. Thank you.
You're the best. All right.
You okay?
Yes, I feel better.
Good.
That was good. I think we're moving forward. That was a moment. That was a cathartic moment for the show and for Cub fans.
I want to know from the listeners, though, did it make them feel better? 312-981-7200. How are you feeling about this whole thing? We're here for you. We're here for you on the beat. We'll take your phone calls next. I also have something I got to get to with a safety issue in baseball.
Oh, safety.
Safety issue that I've been screaming for years, and all of a sudden, no one's even noticing it right now. It's 720 WGN.